Okay, we're on Tezvav on the base. Okay, till now we had a machlokus whether an esra goes after lakita, both for meiser and shvius, or just for meiser, and after chanata for shvius. Now the Gemara says itmar, Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish. They had Chanota in the sixth year, and it was gathered in the seventh year. La'olam Shishis. So it remains an Esrig of Shishis, Chora for everything. In other words, you go after Chanota for Shvius. Bashishis, right. Esrig Bashishis in the Shvius, La'olam Shishis. He also Robin Rashi, let's see Rashi. La'olam shishis, chayevis b'maiser, upturim in abir. It's chayev and maiser, because it has a din of shishis, and it's potter from beer. It's not, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Okay. So this is a third shita. Okay. And l'maiser, the, okay, let's go on. Tan Rabban. No, we don't need it. He also Robin Amr Rabbi Yochanan Esrig Bashish Shenichnas Al Shviyis Afilu Kizayis Benasis Kikar Chayovin Alav Mishum Tevel. And those is Chayiv and Meisim Esrig that had Chanota, even a Kizayis, in what's it called, in Shishis, even though it became a whole like a size of a Kikar in Shviyis, and that's when it was gathered, it's still Chayiv and Meisim. It doesn't have kedusha shvius. Tana Rabbanan, Ilan shechantu peiroso kodem tu b'shvat, a tree that had chanata before tu b'shvat, misaser l'shana sha'avra. So the meiser is in the past year, whatever that was. Achar tu b'shvat, if had chanata after tu b'shvat, then misaser l'shana abo, then its meiser is for that current year. Omrav Nechemia, Bamed Var Mamurin Be'ilin She'osa Shtei Brechos B'Shon. That's only a tree that produces two different harvests of fruit in the year. All the fruit isn't gathered at the same time. It doesn't ripen at the same time. So Mora asks, Brechos Lokadaita. Brechos is a Lashon of birds. Birds producing two flocks in the same year. Right? Ela Ema Ke'en Shtei Brechos. It doesn't mean Brechos. It means similar to a bird that has different flocks, gives birth to different flocks at different times. This tree ripens fruit at different times. The fruit ripens different times. That's when you go basur chanata. But avol ilan ha'osa brecha achas, but a tree that all the fruit ripens at one time, to go into kolim, the zeisim, the charuvim, then you don't go after chanata, you go after lakita. And these trees that all the peros are ripened at the same time, then you go not after chanata, but after lakita. The only time you go after chanata is in trees where all the fruit doesn't ripen at the same time. Rashi. Afilu kizayis, afilu godla b'shishis ela ma'at, v'ruba godla b'shishis, even if only a little bit grew during shishis, the chanota, and even most of it grew during shemitah, ad shenasis kikar, chayevis mishum tevel, still, it's chayev and meiser, it doesn't have kedusha shishis. The basar chanota, then you go after chanota, not after the lakita. Shtei brechos lakadaitach, ein loshen zed nofel ela ba'ofos. Brechos is something that applies to birds. Person buys fruit of a pigeon coop, in other words, pigeons. So the first pair of pigeons that are born, he keeps for himself. It's a euphemism. It's like by birds have different flocks during the year. They give birth at different times, right? So too, these fruit don't ripen at the same time. You go into enim, like figs. That'll be kitnius mitosha suyim prochim, same thing we had before. Since the kitnius did not ripen at the same time. That's why we go after Chanota. What? The what?
We went after Pekrut by the...
Yeah, okay, so it's the same thing, but it's not, they don't go after Lakita. That's the main thing. But where all the fruit ripens at the same time, we go after Lakita. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nohagu Am v'Charuvim k'Reb Nechemya. That the minig was by Charuvim. Some Tosus says lav dafka Charuvim, but anything like Charuvim, where the they ripen all at once, right? Right, the kolim, chzeisim, charuvim, right? Right. So there, the halach is what's it called that you go by after what's it called after lakita, not after chanota. And the minig was like Reb Nechemya in charuvim and in anything similar to charuvim. Tosfos says. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. Eistei leshlokish Reb Yochanan. Leshlokish es Reb Yochanan. B'no shuach, which are, what's it called? B'no shuach are ta'enim. They're an inferior kind of, the white figs, inferior kind of figs. Shviyah shalohem shniya. So their shviyah is what's it called? The second year of Shemitah. Because it takes 3 years for the fruit to ripen. So they're not ripe to make lakita on it. What's it called? What had chanota in Shemitah isn't ripe to be taken off the tree till the second year. So the second year, they're Shemitah figs. What do you see? You go after Chanota, not after Lakita. Because if you go after Lakita in the second year, they're second year figs, not Shemitah figs. But if you go after Chanota, they had Chanota and Shemitah, even though they weren't actually taken off the tree for 2 years later, they're Shemitah that 2 years later.
Example of a tree that you do
fight Chanota
anyway.
What?
Figs is an example.
No, we'll see. Right. Ibnei also is the Sholoshonim, because it takes 3 years for the what's it called for the fruit to ripen. Okay, Rashi, Beno Shuach, the forest Mesechus of Avodazara, Teini Chiyuta, the white figs. Shviya Shalem Shniya, Shviya Shalem Lo Heges Mishon, the Shniya Shal Shmita, Kim the forest Taima, I tomorrow explain, they shall also is the Sholoshonim. Peros hachontim bo b'shviyis ein nigmar matzon eshniyah shal shmita va'anan basur chanot azlinan v'nohagu bo shviyis. Right? So, and what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That te'enim, right, are an example of things that go after lakita, not chanot. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said before, nohagu ha'am k'reb nechemya b'charuvim. And anything similar to Charuvim, right? That was the meaning. Like with Reb Nechemya, what did Reb Nechemya say? That you go after Chanota only by things that don't ripen at the same time. But things that ripen at the same time, right? Even also Brecha Achas, like the Kolim Zesim in Charuvim, right? They don't go after Chanota. What?
They do go after
Chanota. No, you go after Lakita. Go after Lakita, right? So it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan, right? So what's it called? So Ishtik. So Rabbi Yochanan kept quiet. And Echanami, from here you see that even Te'enim, you go after Chanota, not after Lakita. Omar Le Rabbi HaKohen, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Amai Ishtik. Why did Rabbi Yochanan keep quiet? Leimu Le Amino Lo Chanor Reb Nechemya, Va'at Omer Sli Rabbonah. Right? I told you Reb Nechemya. That they were knowing like Reb Nechemya. You're telling me the Rabbanan hold Enoch and Ami, that what's it called, that you go after Chanota. But I hold you go after Lakita. That Reb Nechemya holds you go after Lakita and these kinds of things. Because why do you keep quiet? Rishum, Domer Lei, Shafkis Rabbanan Vavat, it's Reb Nechemya. Because then Revelation Reish Lakish would respond, so what are you telling me? You're going after Reb Nechemya and not like the Rabbanan? Now, if the Rabbanan hold, you go after Chanota, and Reb Nechemya holds, you go after Lakita, why do you choose to go after Reb Nechemya not the Rabbanan? No, I'm only saying that the minig was like Reb Nechemya. And the minhag can go against the din. Even though normally we pass them like the rabbim, like the rabbanan, but if there's a minhag specifically, like one man diomer, even if what's it called, we normally would pass them the other way, but the minhag is like one opinion, then you go after the minhag. So the reason Rabbi Yochanan kept quiet is because Lakish would have responded, and in the place of the minhag, if it's usher, right, what you're doing is you're making the thing, you're being matter it from having maisa. You're being matter tevel because of a minhag. That's okay to go after the minhag. It's only the rabbanan. The Amar Akram is Yishvud, it's the Raisa. Here we're talking about Shvius, which is Minat Torah. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan kept quiet, because he knew Reish Lakish had what to answer him. So he didn't quiet, he didn't try any of these answers. Ela Omar Rabbi Abba Kohen, to me, Ami and Hishiva Reish Lakish to Shuva Zu. Right? I'm not sure if Reish Lakish asked this question to begin with. Well, it says in Yeshiva, oh, so he did it. We see, yes, that Reish Lakish says his question from Yochanan. And Le'eman Kibla, Rabbi Yochanan, lo Kibla. When Rabbi Yochanan kept quiet, is it because he didn't have an answer? And he was makabel that Taka, the halach is like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Nechemya, right? And he had charata from what he said, Nargu Aham Kareb Nechemya. Or he kept quiet because he wasn't choshesh. He has still held the minig breaks the din, and the minig is like Reb Nechemya. And he didn't answer because he didn't think it was necessary to answer. Okay, let's see Rashi. The At Amritli Surah. The Asur Lemezul Bu Basur Lakita. Right, you're telling me that what's it called? It's Asur to go after Lakita. I'm not nomi motina to Asur. I also hold it that what's it called? That the minig is though that they go after what's it called after chanota and a chanami. Shafkin lo bitmiya im kibla v'haid the ishtik mishum below yod lo hashiv. The question is, why did Rabbi Yochanan keep quiet? Because he didn't have an answer. He anticipated all the things that Reish Lakish would say to break up his answers, so he had no answer. Im lo kibla v'haid the ishtik mishum below ichvesle. The reason he kept quiet is because it didn't bother him to answer. He knew that he was right. Lo domi meiser peres ha'ilun the rabbanon lach murei beit shvius yoraisa. By shvius we go after chanata, but by meiser, which is only the rabbanon, because a meiser of these peres either is only the rabbanon, because all peres is only the rabbanon, or the Rambam says these peres specifically because they're inferior peres, and normally there wouldn't be meiser in them, there wouldn't be tevel because they're inferior. But the meiser, the rabbanon, they're machmir to take meiser off of it. So that's what the Gemara ends with. Mamaisa la halacha legamin esrid. The Chazon Ish says the halacha pretty much is like Rashi and Tosfos, that an esrog goes after chanata completely, but we're machmir to be choshesh also for the lakita. So an esrog bashishis really is not kedusha shvius, but if you gathered it in shvius, we're machmer to consider it with kedusha shvius, and the opposite is also true. An esrig that had chanata and shvius mikra adin is shmita, and even though you gathered it in the eighth year.